Listen to people. Don't interrupt them. I'm sitting down with three people, and everyone is talking at the same time, and I'm just sitting there. Everyone's talking over everyone's other conversation. Now, I mean, if you're at a poker game, having fun with some buddies and so forth and so on, that's fine. But if you're in a you know, semi-social setting or a business setting, especially with people you don't know very well, don't talk over them. The way conversations are supposed to go is I generally say to somebody, so, how are things going with your family? Oh, well, thanks for asking, Kevin. As a matter of fact, everything's really good. You know, my wife is doing such and such, and the kids are doing such and such like that. How are things going with your family? If somebody asks you a question about your family, ask them about them, their family. Oh, I'm sorry, it's all about you, right? It's like the old saying, it's like, you know, I've talked enough about myself. How about you talk about me now? It's mind-boggling to me when I ask somebody about their family and they tell me, and I listen for 30 minutes. That's not communication skills. You basically respond in 30 seconds or a minute. That's it. Time it. It's a long time. A minute is a huge amount of time. Some of you go on and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Guess what? Aren't you interested in what's going on in that guy's life? He just asked you a nice question. He's curious about you. So basic communication skills to develop a relationship, like I was with this guy in the most recent example, I asked him, where'd you go to school? I was asking him questions about him, and he was trained. I could tell, because when I would throw a question at him, he would answer in a minute or so, and then he'd flip around and go, and where did you grow up? And I would say, well, I grew up in Lynn, Massachusetts. I went to high school. He said, did you go to college there? I said, no, actually, I never went to college. What motivated you to get into your business? He's asking, I started off by asking him a question, but he turned right around and started asking me questions. See, that's how communication flows between people. What you do most of the time is do all the talking. You talk about yourself, what's going on in your life, the problems you're having, your car broke down, the dog died, the fish are sick, your grandmother's goiter, you know, the crazy aunt in the basement. It's one thing after the other, and you have no interest in the other guy. You never even ask him how things are going with you, and you have no idea. You've been talking to this guy for 2 hours, and I'll say, hey, you've been having a conversation with the guy for 2 hours? Yeah, I just met him, had a great conversation. We had such a great time. Yeah, okay. You had a great conversation? Yeah, with him 2 hours. First time you met him, right? Yeah, I just met him and we just really hit it off. We sat down for 2 hours, had a great conversation. Good, good. Is he single or married? Huh? Well, is he single or married? I don't know. Does he have any kids? I don't know. Or where did he go to school? I don't know. Do you know anything about the guy? I think his name is Harry. But I bet you Harry knows a lot about you. Hello? Some of you are getting this slowly. Some of you a little faster. Prospect is where it starts. Then the whole cycle continues. We're going to take a 15-minute potty break and continue with technique. 15 minutes.